Turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. Hi, I'm a second-generation farmer in mid-Estonia. We produce meat, milk, yogurt, cheese and all kind of different dairy products and sell them in the ecological stores and supermarkets in bigger cities in Estonia using the name of our farm as our brand name. Based on the name awareness, we are considering expanding our operation tourism sector and to offer excursions to our production plant so people can see how everything is made. We would target schools and kindergarten in the bigger cities at the first. The main challenge we have is how to train our employees to host the excursions and to provide the tour guiding to the clients. They are just afraid of public speaking and any speaking in front of people. So what should we do?
Well, if you ask me for a quick fix, I mean, maybe some of these people never will be public speakers, right? They hate it and they are afraid of it. I would say bring in lots of fantastic students and pay them some extra money and they could start the process, you know? I mean, you have maybe some marketing students or somebody, or you have students, you know, in the villages nearby. Maybe you could offer them, and they might be like more of the modern generation. And I would take them to the farms and put together like a program. What should it look like, right? You know, really good marketing material. And also, you know, what can we do? Maybe short little movies and fun pictures, et cetera, with a young mindset, right? And then, of course, I would happily, I mean, it would be interesting to train all these people that work there. But at the end of the day, if they are terrified of speaking, and it might even demotivate them, right? If you would force them to talk about their own products. So I would say sometimes it's sometimes good to bring in some other that maybe part-time students or, you know, young people, you know, in the villages around, you know, that might think this is a good fun opportunity, right? And learn from them, you know, train the trainers. Because I understand that this is a tough one, you know, just to have somebody who's maybe spoken up in their whole life, right, to make it joyful. But the better material you get that, okay, this is how you do it, you know, and then you can start slowly but surely. So you have some guides, I would say, you know, touring people around, and maybe these people working there could maybe start off by talking about things that they know by heart, something that they, you know, are really motivated by, okay? I don't know, if it's about milking cows and they are the experts, maybe talking about that for 5 minutes, that wouldn't make me, you know, faint and die. But if you want me to have a tour with people for 1 hour, I might feel that, oh God, I'd rather die, you know. So I would say have these people, you know, in there, you know, they could work part-time or something, and they start to do the tours. And then you find with your employees that are not willing to speak that much, that at least they find some subjects that are very close to their hearts, because then it's much easier to talk about something that you feel that, okay, this is something that I really conquer, right? That would be my suggestion.
Absolutely. But I know that the what they say is that the students don't know the agricultural world. They don't
know
what we do. So how can they do excursions about what we do?
Well, I mean, of course, you need to have somebody who knows what you do, right? And then, I would start from within, from my own employees. Okay, what is it that we want to convey for people coming here? What is it that they don't understand? Do some testing on some groups. I mean, bring the students and ask them, what do you think we do here? And after we do a tour, how much did you learn, you know? Or what were the things that you would be interested in? Again, the target groups. What are they interested in? I mean, again, at the farm, it could be that you talk about things that people are like, this is so uninteresting. You need to understand the target group, you know, what do they want to understand? And what is it that we really want to convey, right? Because at the end of the day, you want to sell more of your products. So I would do lots of the marketing on my products as well, you know, with little fun clues. You could have competitions, you know, on the packages of milk and, you know, that you could win maybe to come to the farm. I don't know. But again, you need to do some business intelligence to see, okay, how would this, I mean, if you want to go into tourism, what do the tourists really want to see? I guess they want to see really cute calves. Maybe they want to milk themselves for 2 seconds, but, you know, make sure that you do something that is attractive to them.
Absolutely. And I think also it might be important to look at also the kind of a local action, because it might be that the people who work there within the farm live in the nearby areas. They might have sisters, brothers, kids, someone who wants to participate, and they would be happy to kind of give their knowledge to the kids and the friends' kids to kind of bring them in and understand that this is the way how our local life would flourish after the accepting the tourists.
And sometimes it's sometimes better to have some external, you know, I mean, as you say, it could be from the same village, but it's sometimes better that people convey something, not themselves, you know. It could be that you ask, okay, what is it that we want to convey? But so again, stepping into the other person's shoes, what is it really that they should know, and how do we put this tour together so it's fun, you know, so people really want to do the whole tour. And I think, oh, this is so interesting. I learned so much, you know. And I mean, it's become immensely popular, you know, for people in Sweden. What we do is something called kosläpp. I mean, it's ridiculous. Cow. It's like, you know, when you let them out from the farms, they've been inside, you know, all winter, and then you let them loose, you know, on the big ground. I mean, there are thousands of people applying for, even paying money, you know. And then you sell, you know, you sell milk and you sell, you know, homemade cinnamon rolls. And at the same time, you talk about your business, you know, how do cows live, etc. And, you know, you see these cows running out in the fields and they go bananas. People love that. It's become like a movement in Sweden that you go out and watch, you know, letting the cows out. I mean, a few years ago, people didn't even know that you let them out and that it went bananas. And then it's become viral, you know, on Instagram, and people are like, oh my God, look at the cows. I mean, you know, so again, marketing, you know, but you need to know that it exists.
Very good. So I think that the small farm is exactly in the right track. Try to attract people by letting the cows out.
Exactly. That could be a fantastic start. And you do like on Sunday, this Sunday, because people are off on Sundays, please come, you know. And then, of course, you have a nice cafe. And then you could start with a small tour, you know, I don't know, €2 or €3. And, you know, and maybe you could do some marketing there, or you can also do some, you know, you can even run some surveys, you know, people walking around with some iPads saying, OK, did you like spending some time here? What would you like to have next time? Would you like to know this and that? Da, 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 you know? Lots of opportunities.
Very good. Thank you a lot, Anna. It was so interesting to talk to you.
Wonderful talk to you. Thank you so much for letting me have you.
And have a nice evening. Have a nice trip to Umeå. And
thank you so much.
Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies, because you know we really love to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.